Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by ExpressVPN.
That's the one.
That's the one. Nailed it. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
You okay there? You doing all right?
I'm fine, Mason. How are you doing on this big news day?
Oh, you know what you were doing? You're conserving your energy because obviously...
Taking more breaths.
There's so much to get through.
Were
we blindsided by this? Did you know this was coming?
I knew it was coming, but I didn't think it was going to be everything that's ever going to happen in movies and television. So, no, I wasn't fully prepared for it. But we've got a bunch of videos on the Marvel stuff up on the YouTube channel now, which the editors, they scurry together like a couple of helpful mice.
Like
Cinderella.
Like
or
a Rat King of sorts.
Yeah, sure. So I was thinking more Cinderella. You know,
they emerge from their separate sewers and they slurp together and they wound their tails together and they hissed at passers-by as they edited together their wonderful videos.
That's right. That's exactly what happens. So thank you to Mitch, thank you to Matt, thank you to Collings for making that happen. Thank you for Ben for offering to do one, but I insisted that he finishes the Santa Claus 3, which you talked about. We are going to talk about all the Disney Plus stuff, including Star Wars and Marvel and a whole lot of other announcements, including a Buzz Lightyear movie. Mm-hmm. But there's also other news we're going to go into, plus including the HBO Max backlash. There's some other bits and pieces. There's Zorro news. There's Wonder Woman news. There's Justice League news, because of course there is.
There's Bob Odenkirk news.
Which we're going to get into.
There's Everybody is Mad at Warner Brothers news.
Yeah, that's the top of the show. So there's time codes if you want to jump to that. But before we do, you had an idea for a new podcast for Big Sandwich. Do you want to quickly run us through that?
Yeah, so we thought we should do a different podcast every week for the patrons of BigSandwich.co.
That's right.
And we thought, why not do a podcast wherein over the upcoming weeks and months, we rank every year in pop culture history.
That's right.
So we're going to do pretty much...
We're starting at year one.
By that you mean 1999, the epicenter of modern pop culture. And we're gonna go through all the greats, all the movies and TV shows and comic books and characters that emerge from each year.
Yeah.
And we're going to see which of them sort of held up and which influenced – you know, pop culture
what
in the
stayed?
Years. What's stayed and what went, and then we're gonna rank them. We're gonna determine
That's
which
right.
one is the best and which one is the worst year for pop culture.
That's right.
And we're gonna kind of do them at random. So we're gonna start in. Yeah. We recorded an episode about 1999, and then we're gonna go back and forth. So
go
maybe
all,
some
yeah.
weeks we're gonna be like, oh my god, look at all the. This was an absolute bountiful year for pop culture.
Yeah.
And then some weeks we're gonna be like, boy, we really made a mistake picking this year, didn't we? This is a real.
This is what's right in the middle of a world war. Why do we pick this one?
There's a real barren desert of content here. This is I'm amazed they won the war, quite frankly, with content like this.
Yeah. So that episode, the first episode, is actually up on BigSandwich.co. It's a bit of an extra long one.
Yeah.
Because depending on what's out, because 99, there everything happened.
Yeah. By the way, it's called James and Meso's Time Capsule.
That's right.
So
exactly.
We're very excited for it because we figured, mix it up. We can do it. We do a movie commentary. We do clickbait. We do this one. We do a
comic
book.
The clickbait was killing us, me specifically.
Really,
so
was,
I appreciate
yeah.
the suggestion.
Yeah. I would also, speaking of podcasts, I was the guest on Sarah and Michael Saves Christmas this week.
Delightful.
Where every week it's Christmas and they slowly go mad because it's always Christmas. They cannot escape Christmas. But this time around, it kind of is Christmas. So
yeah, that's right.
Does that make him feel better or worse? I don't know. But every week they watch a Christmas episode of something, which I enjoy very much.
Yeah.
And this time around we watched an episode of Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman.
Oh, yeah.
One of their Christmas episodes in which Lois and Clark are visited by malevolent fifth dimensional imp Mr. Mixes Piddalick.
Oh, my God.
As played by Howie Mandel.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Is he full size?
Yeah, he's just a regular-sized man.
What?
But imagine a regular-sized man sort of like maybe dressed a little bit like Prince with a goatee and he's sort of like hovering awkwardly in midair and his little toes are sort of like...
Just kind of
hovering, like waggling back and forth.
Sounds like when they hang somebody in a movie.
Yeah,
you know, and then they're just like hanging on by their toes on the chair.
It's a little bit like that, yeah.
Has he got his hair?
Yeah, this is pre-Howie Mandel shaving his head. Yeah.
Whoa!
I know, right? Anyway, it's a great episode.
All right.
Track it down wherever you find podcast, except I think Spotify, because I looked for it there first and it wasn't there. But just Google
go
it.
Go better places.
Yeah, that's right.
Here we go. All right, let's kick things off with the HBO Max backlash. So last week we dedicated an episode solely to all the releases on HBO Max. We went, it's a pretty good lineup.
And we said... Some creators, some directors, some stars, et cetera, are probably against this, but we're not going to know until their contracts have expired and they can't publicly say anything mean about Warner Brothers. And it turns out a bunch of people are very happy to say mean things about Warner Brothers.
Because it turns out, which is kind of baffling to me and we did not know last week, that unlike Wonder Woman 84, they didn't tell anybody or decide to pay anybody anything extra. They just found, a lot of them found out when we found out that this was happening.
They were listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan was like, by gum.
That's what he said.
He said, by gum.
He'd be chewing some plain ass gum. Don't you even worry about it.
Exactly right.
It would probably already have the flavor out of it before he started chewing. Yeah. He's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
It's in the spirit of gum, traditional gum. You know what I mean?
It's got a very nice logo on it, though. It's like, it's called Old Chewable. It's on there, you know? It's a real...
That's right.
He was chewing and he was listening to our podcast in between walking from one of his giant mansions to his other giant mansion, which is just up
we
the road.
We found about last week.
Yeah.
Was that last week you found? That was a great letter. I loved it.
Yeah.
The other thing is Legendary Pictures put up the money for a couple of these projects, including Kong versus Godzilla or Godzilla versus Kong, whatever it's called, or a bulk of the money. And they just went, yeah, we're putting that on HBO Max. And they were like, we fucking paid for this.
Right.
So are you allowed to do that? We don't know yet.
Good question, yeah. I mean, and again, as I understand it, Warner Brothers, like a lot of these companies, like they're massive media juggernauts, but they're also billions of dollars in debt all the time. And so it potentially this could lead to massive class action lawsuits on behalf of all these companies and them losing a bunch of money they don't have, and then this whole thing falls to pieces.
Could be in settlements, could be in case loss. We don't know.
Yeah.
So we mentioned last week, I think you said, do you think this is going to change? And I was like, nah, it's probably locked in. Some of this could very well change.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, so you were right, Mason. I was wrong. I'm happy to say
first
that.
First time for everything, baby.
I don't think it's the first, but it will be the last. I'll never be wrong again.
Yeah, last one, baby.
Got some
nothing but wrong statements from me from this point forward, baby.
So I got some quotes here from a bunch of directors who are directly or indirectly involved.
Side note. Is it true that Gal Gadot and Patty Jenkins got $10 million each or something?
Yes, I do have that news in here. I can do that now if you want. Let me skip to that, Mason. So, let's talk about Wonder Woman because apparently there's a post-credit scene that's not in the screener.
Okay.
We're seeing it Friday.
Yes.
But we might hold off a week to do the episode until everybody in the world's seen it. Though it is out on the 16th in some place in the world. But Warner Media had to shovel tens of millions of dollars at Gal Gadot and other key players because the company wants a third in the series, but that sets the bar high. She also got a bonus for it going to HBO Max. The other thing is, we'll talk about later, Patty Jenkins, she's busy till 2023 now with Star Wars.
Yeah.
So they might have to hold off or replace her. We'll have to see.
But she's getting that money anyway.
Getting that money, yes. Give a shit. Okay, so Christopher
it's not
Nolan.
Our money.
Yeah. Christopher Nolan, who's all about preserving cinema, and he's like, go and see his movie
whether you want to live or not.
But I'm totally with him on this because his stance here, I've got a quote, is so some of the industry's biggest filmmakers and most important movie stars went to bed last night before thinking they were working for the greatest movie studio and woke up to find they were working with the worst streaming service. Warner Brothers had an incredible machine for getting filmmakers work out of everyone, both in theatres and in home, and they are dismantling it as we speak. They don't even understand what they're losing. The decision makes no economic sense, and even the most casual Wall Street investor can see the difference between disruption and dysfunction.
Mm.
So, yeah, it is, because Warner Brothers is very much like creative-driven and the artist's vision, all those kinds of things. That's why we're able to get like a Joker and a Batman v Superman, two diametrically opposed blockbusters. Do you know what I mean, Mason?
I do, James.
So, but they are. They really are. Like, they back their creators a lot of the time.
Uh-huh, sure.
Not always.
Uh-huh.
But Patty Jenkins says...
Not now.
No, I agree with Chris. I don't think it's great for the future of filmmaking when COVID has passed. However, our film was different. It presented in a very different way, which is that we are at the height of the pandemic right now and people are really suffering and struggling. And the choices are to sit on the film or wait to release it. I'm with Chris. I'm going to go right back to being a partner to the theatrical business. That's what I make films for. James Gunn apparently is sourced as saying... he's platform agnostic, but he's not pleased with the studio following its shocking announcement by floating a lackluster formula and for compensating him and other profit participants in the film. He went over to Warner Brothers, you know, after being fired temporarily,
mm-hmm.
thinking that, you know, he gets free reign, he gets to make this really cool, like, offbeat blockbuster, but they just went streaming.
Yeah, so right.
Which is kind of
everybody insane. Will be on their phones.
And Denis Villeneuve, who's directed the Dune movie, says...
It's like, whoosh.
No. Not at all.
This one's going to make more money than most of my movies do. I've dodged a bullet here.
I strongly believe the future of cinema will be on the big screen no matter what any Wall Street person says. Since the dawn of time, humans have deeply needed communal storytelling experiences. Cinema on the big screen is more than a business. It is an art form that brings people together, celebrating humanity and enhancing experiences for one another. It's one of the very last artistic in-person collective experiences that we share. He also mentioned that, like, this is probably not going to get a sequel now because it's not going to, you know, because they won't be able to track kind of numbers on it for one.
Yeah. Because there's no way to determine whether somebody subscribes to HBO Max for Dune or for Suicide Squad or for...
I mean, you could pick that month leading up, I guess, but even then, if they did make a sequel, I doubt they put the money into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no...
Also, nobody understands Dune. It's a fucking nightmare.
So... Maybe people, again, they'll be on their phones. They'll be
I'm so excited for Dune, yeah.
Why is this guy called Hudson or whatever? Duncan, Idaho. Why is he called Duncan?
Yeah, good question. After the state, what planet is this? Is this Earth? Where's the Statue of Liberty and all the apes?
The worms ate it.
The worms? Oh, they would, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's a shit show.
Yeah.
And so the fallout for this looks like it's going to be seen for years, not just from, like, maybe they'll make a profit, you know, in the long term with the numbers they get to HBO, because it jumped from, like, it jumped millions with the Wonder Woman announcement and probably then some more with the rest of this stuff, but they're going to lose filmmakers.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And look, and again, I think I've probably certainly had mixed feelings about, you know, Nolan, especially recently, because he was like, people got to go to the cinema.
Yeah.
And I disagree with that. People don't got to go with the cinema.
Yeah.
But at the same time, yeah, I think it's somebody in Warner Brothers going, we lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
But everybody in this position has to be like, first quarter 2021, I'm going to make you a bunch more profit or whatever. Mm. But I think in the long term, that's going to hurt.
Yeah,
that person is probably going to leave second quarter 2021 and leave a bunch of other people to pick up the bag and try and fix this, because in the long term they're going to lose a bunch of money. But
exactly,
but we're not.
We're not. And we're okay. As long as we're okay.
We're fine with it, I think.
Diametrically opposed films like Joker and Batman vs Superman, though, how are we going to get them, Mason? How are we going to get them?
James, did you read the term diametrically opposed movies like Joker and Superman v Batman, and you were like,
I didn't have specific movies, but I thought I could just slot that in for a number of different scenarios.
Huh, like diametrically opposed scenarios.
Yeah. That's exactly perfect. What I'm talking about.
Yes, great. We're on the same page. Good.
Exactly. So we got some Marvel news before we get into the Marvel news.
Okay.
This is all pre the Disney Plus stuff.
Okay. But this is the pre-news before the bulk of the episode, which is going to be investor news.
Correct. Alfred Molina and Charlie Cox are reportedly in Spider-Man 3.
Uh-oh.
Did you see those photos of Tobey Maguire? They reckon for a costume fitting for new Spider-Man.
No.
Yeah. And also Rachel McAdams is going to be in Doctor Strange. There's also rumors that Tobey Maguire is going to be in Doctor Strange, because that makes sense because it's a Sam Raimi movie.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also,
does that mean, James,
mm-hmm.
that Bruce Campbell is going to be in one or all of these movies?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yes.
Also, was this news this week or was it a million years ago? Because so many things happened between... Like, I put it in here, but I'm not 100% sure.
No, I think Alfred Molina is this week.
Okay, I think they're all this week.
Or maybe immediately post us recording the previous episode.
That happens, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But generally we're pretty good on that. I think because we record on a Sunday and news kind of dies off.
Yes.
So we're generally pretty good.
The Weekly Planet, where news dies off.
This is where news comes to die. So, you know, because people who record on like a Tuesday, they get reamed, mate.
A diametrically opposed day.
Exactly.
In which to record a podcast.
Tuesday to Wednesday, those days are diametrically opposed.
You're absolutely correct.
Deadline are reporting that there's a Zorro reboot in the works.
Oh.
It's female-led.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Rodriguez. Rebecca Rodriguez, who's his sister, and Sophie Vergara is going to playing Sola Dominguez. This is copied wrong. It's got all weird characters in it. I'll try and fix that. Fuck it, whatever. An underground artist who fights for social justice as a contemporary version of the mythical Zorro. Her life is threatened by several criminal organizations after she exposes them. I'm a big Zorro fan, Mason. You know this about me, right?
I'm aware of that, yes.
I'm massive into Zorro.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like about this is modern day. I don't need Zorro in the modern day.
Right.
I want Zorro kicking around in the dirt. That's sure. Wrong. That's why I like Zorro.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what about you?
Because
there is a female Zorro, by the way, if people are upset about it.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there has been before.
Oh. Mm. But were they upset about it then?
I don't know. Probably. Let me find out.
Almost certainly.
If people would be upset, but let me find out the name. Yeah, what do you think? Where are you on Zorro?
Modern. Well, see, that's the thing. Like, Zorro, I guess Zorro works best in a world in which sword fighting is a legitimate.
Yes.
Like,
it's a form of attack and defense.
I mean, is there a lot of scope for sword fights in a modern day Zorro universe? Zorro fighting with a sword, you know?
Another guy with a sword. It'd be a billionaire who's into swords.
Billionaires into swords. you're probably right.
He's got various swords.
Yeah, or like a Yakuza guy, maybe.
Yeah,
he's got some
exactly.
Swords. Yeah,
yes.
Or a nerd.
Or a nerd.
Like a nerd with a bunch of swords.
Fucking
like Zorro busts in and she's like, I've come to stop all the crime you're doing on your computer or whatever. And then he pulls out the Buster Sword from Final Fantasy VII and he's swinging that around. It's too big for the apartment, but he's swinging it anyway, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm into it, man. Mm. I'm a big fan of Zorro.
Yeah.
I'm not so much a fan of this. That being said, there was a future Zorro that was planned for a few years ago.
Zorro?
Yeah, but it was all like, it was post-apocalyptic, so you're getting your kind of rundown towns and stuff.
Kicking around in the
dirt.
It's
like a train heist, but the train doesn't have
wheels. It's a hover train.
Yeah, exactly. So that I'm like, but like modern day, like, this seems like Arrow, but swords, which could be good, I guess. Anyway.
Yeah. So if you're going with a sword or a girl with a sword, you're fighting people, you want, if they're shooting at you, you want them to have to shoot and then they have to put the stick in the end of the gun.
Exactly.
And put in more gunpowder and a little thing. Or worst case scenario, there's a guy working the crank on a big Gatling gun, you know?
Exactly. But you swoop your cape and you duck behind a pillar.
Yes.
And all the tiles are coming off.
But yeah, that's right.
And you wait.
Yeah.
And then you run and you stab a ball. You stab everybody
you
there.
You stab everybody. They're all dead. You stab them. Yeah.
You could be waiting for days is what I'm saying.
That's
you know,
right.
A regular scenario. Anyway, she'll probably have poison darts or something.
She'll probably have poison darts.
Nobody trailer.
That's on the poster.
Also, it might be a show. I can't remember.
Okay.
Anyway, Nobody got a trailer. Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah.
It's his John Wick. And I watched it and I went, that looks awesome. Because I watched it just before the show.
And then I said, what if Bob Odenkirk wasn't in it?
And I went, oh, yeah. Like if it was like Bruce Willis or even like another John Wick, it'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
But with Bob Odenkirk, he brings a certain like, I don't know, a gravitas.
He brings a Mr. Show gravitas.
He does, yeah. I think he looks really convincing as well.
For people who haven't seen this, this is a movie in which Bob Odenkirk's character clearly was some sort of high-level, highly paid assassin back in the day.
Yeah.
And he's then decided to retire and become a dorky dad.
Yes.
But now he's put his head up above water and organized crime is like, we're going to get this guy for all the stuff he did.
Yeah.
And now he's got to fight him all.
Exactly.
So it's John Wick. It's a lot of Liam Neeson movies.
It seems that History of Violence.
It looks pretty fun and kind of jazzy.
And it's him as well. It's also, as you pointed out, the guy who made Hardcore Henry.
Yeah.
So it's got that kind of, it's got a visual flair to it.
That's
except
right.
Except not first person, because then you wouldn't see Bob Odenkirk.
That's right. Unless he looked in the mirror all the time. One of his famous Bob Odenkirk looks.
No, you can't do that, because then you see the GoPro on his head. You can't
do
that.
Yeah.
It'd take you out of the movie, Mason.
It would, wouldn't it? Yeah. Yeah, it looks good. Absolutely, you know. And apparently, he trained for a couple of years to do this.
He looks really good in the role.
Yeah.
He looks fit and good, and I like everything about that guy.
Yeah. And it seems like given that he was in Breaking Bad for a couple of years and he's been in Better Call Saul for 5 years, it's the kind of role that he wouldn't have to do.
Yeah.
There is no, like, he doesn't need the money. He
doesn't need to train for 2 years to do this thing.
He is not jumping into this because his star has fallen. He's like, what am I going to, like, it seems, and you know, maybe we could very well be wrong, as I promised to be
in
all future episodes, but... it's the roles that people take when they don't need to take anything at all that sort of intrigue me.
Yeah, like Bruce Willis.
Yeah, like...
I mean, it's still intriguing.
It's very intriguing, right?
We got to stop bringing up Bruce Willis.
No, let's never
make a pact. Let's make a pact to bring him up every week.
Yeah, bring it every week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want to hear what Patty Jenkins thinks of Zack Snyder's Justice League? No, the other Joss Whedon's Justice League.
Is she giving her opinion while putting on a sort of orange jumpsuit and walking towards like an X-Wing?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, then yes, I'm very interested.
I think that Justice League was kind of an outlier. I said, well, first of all, she said she knew what was going on with Zack Snyder's version, so they were in a collaboration. But she said the following Justice League that they made.
The Joss Whedon one.
Yeah, it was an outlier. They were trying to turn one thing into another kind of thing, and so it becomes, I don't recognize half of these characters. I'm not sure what's going on. Seems accurate to me.
So, yeah, no, so, and so she's been saying this week recently that her vision for Wonder Woman was based on the version of Justice League that eventually that ended up not being produced and not being released to film. But
even then, I don't think they're that linked, if I'm honest.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Mm. So, yeah, there you go. Who knew? Person who – everybody hates this movie and just throw another one on the pile, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Why not? Yeah, that's right.
Last bit of news before we do the news – did you hear this about Ben Affleck's Batman and what the story was going to be?
No. This is the Batman.
The Batman.
Before it became Robert Pattinson's The Batman.
This is when Ben Affleck was Batman's.
Okay.
So this is from Joe Manganiello. He said, it was a really dark story in which Deathstroke was like a shark or a horror movie villain that was dismantling Bruce's life from the inside out. It was a systemic thing. He killed everyone close to Bruce and destroyed his life to try and make him suffer because he felt that Bruce was responsible for something that happened to him.
Oh.
Then what are you doing?
Probably the death of his kid.
Or the death of his kid or whatever.
It's always the Teen Titans' fault.
But what do you think if he kills everybody that Batman knows, who does Batman talk to?
Alfred.
Alfred would be dead because he's like the one of the three guys.
No, Alfred's always coming back.
Yeah, he is always coming. Do you reckon at the end he's like, I've actually got your precious Alfred right here?
Yeah, on the end of the stick.
On the end of the stick, yeah.
Exactly. You were motioning with
a
stick.
Oh, man, he was holding a rope and the rope was like, right.
Sorry, more theatre of the mind. Okay, I can see it now.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a bubbling cauldron or something.
I didn't make it clear that it was on a pulley.
They're at the chemical plant.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Uh-huh. And Batman's like, this isn't even your thing with the chemical plant. What are you doing? This is not your thing at all.
That's true.
Anyway. They didn't make it, so...
It's like you and the Joker diametrically opposed supervillains. What are you doing in this chemical plant?
What are you doing?
And Deathstroke's like, I got a really good price on the chemical plant.
You know, you didn't have to buy it. You could have just broken in. You're a criminal. Ah, drats.
Drats. And he does the thing. Yeah, and then he lets go of the rope and then Batman catches Alfred and it's
the whole
fine.
Thing, yeah. Yeah. That's how it ends.
Very cool.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Earlier this year, you probably saw this, Mason, on Twitter, but more than 100 Twitter users got their accounts hacked into on Twitter.
Oh my
passwords,
goodness.
I know. Email addresses, phone numbers and more, all taken from high-profile people like Joe Biden, Elon Musk, and Kanye West. Well, they, I don't know. I'm not they're, they're celebrities.
They're the biggest celebrities, James.
Of course,
biggest celebrities.
I know all those guys.
They're in a band.
All right. Like a super group?
Yeah, it's like ABBA. They're the superest group I know.
These kinds of attacks are getting more frequent and more severe. And it's not just Twitter. We're talking Facebook, eBay, Uber, Adobe, and Yahoo have leaked data such as passwords, credit card info, and driver's licenses belonging to billions of users. Look, if someone can hack Joe Biden, President-elect's email.
Yes.
And Twitter, whatever it was.
Prominent Twitter user. And he's in that band.
He's in that band. ABBA. Just imagine how easy it would be to hack the likes of me, or you, or the listener. That's right, I'm talking to you directly. That's why we use ExpressVPN to safeguard our personal data online.
That's right.
According to recent reports, hackers can make up to $1,000 from selling someone's personal information on the dark web, making people like me and you easy lucrative targets, like me and you, Mason.
But also
the listeners. If you don't want to be an easy target, though, ExpressVPN is an app that funnels your data through a secure, encrypted tunnel so that no matter what device you use, you can have peace of mind every time you use the internet. The app also connects with just one click, is lightning fast, and the best part is ExpressVPN works on up to 5 devices simultaneously.
I've got about 5 devices.
Simultaneously?
Yeah, I've got about 5 simultaneously.
Oh my goodness.
One in each hand, one in each foot.
Headbutt the TV.
That's right, yes.
So you and your whole family can stay protected. If a breach can happen to a powerful individual in a supergroup, say, hypothetically, it can easily happen to you. Protect yourself with ExpressVPN, the VPN rated number one by CNET, Wired, and countless others. Here's the thing also, if you visit expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet right now, you can arm yourself with an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free.
Ooh.
That's expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet. Visit expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet to learn more.
It stands for A, Biden's band. A.
Is that what it stands for?
That's what the ABBA stands for, yes.
I'm not a fan.
They're not great. No.
On with the show.
But they try, you know.
Yeah, they're doing it, aren't they? So, Disney Plus news. They had a Disney shareholders meeting, Mason. Did you watch the entire thing?
I watched many clips of it.
I was stupid enough to put this on my phone. I was with my daughter, who's a newish baby, and I was like, I'll just duck up the street while I'm watching this. I'll grab some food. And I ran into like 100 people. And they're like, hey, what's up? You know, that's whatever. Do you want a coffee or whatever? All very friendly people that I normally would. And I couldn't be like, I'm actually watching a Disney Plus investors meeting for my podcast.
Oh, there's so many layers of things that you're unwilling to admit in your real life.
It's not even that. It's the levels that I have to kind of, I'm just like, I have to work. I'm sorry, I have to.
Oh, do you work for Disney, James? Do you work for Disney now? Congratulations, you work for Disney now. That's fantastic.
That's why I just said I have to work. And people don't really know what I do.
Oh, well, you're a shareholder in Disney. Mason. That's interesting. Wow, that wouldn't be work, would it?
I'd be an investor. That would be different.
Do you get a vote when you...
I don't get a vote.
Oh, wow.
I didn't get all the secret behind-the-scenes stuff that they didn't show.
You must be a really big Disney fan. You love old Disney? I mean,
my kids love
Donald Duck. Do you love Donald Duck?
He's fine, I guess. I mean, I'm not a huge fan. Did they even mention Donald Duck?
Yeah, he's getting a gritty reboot. He's called Donald. It's called Donald.
Not just duck?
No, that could be any duck, obviously.
Well, Donald could be Trump, couldn't it?
No.
Good point.
He doesn't have the...
Or Junior. Trump
Junior.
Oh,
yeah, no, that's true. He could look at... He doesn't have the cop. He doesn't have the trademark on Donald. So that's the duck and only the duck.
Okay, I understand. Fair enough. Mm. So one of the big things they announced, and I'm going to kind of break this up, and we're not covering everything because there was so much.
Yes.
These are kind of the things that I think people would be interested in, and I'm interested in, and I think maybe you'd be interested in.
I'm interested in many things.
Yeah, so I've missed...
You'd be surprised, James, what I'm interested in.
Let's find out then. So they've got a separate element of the Disney Plus app that they're introducing called the Star Channel or the Star section. And it's basically for stuff like Family Guy, Atlanta, Logan, Kingsman. It's essentially where they can do their
rude stuff.
It's going to have parental locks on it or whatever. But that's going to be like here in some parts of Europe and the US, but also in other regions, that's going to be an entirely separate app. I don't know whether that's a licensing thing or they figure that's the way it's the most money, but essentially all the stuff that, you know...
I would have called it Disney After Dark.
That would have been a great idea. That's a good idea.
It's a channel just for dads.
Just for dads.
Just for dads.
It's mostly World War II documentaries and Band of Brothers.
Yeah, that's right. And also Rude Stuff.
And also Rude Stuff, yeah. What else we got here, Mason?
Also, what we probably will also be covering is stuff that was covered in the videos that are on your YouTube channel, but we've gotten slightly more information so we can be like, listen, we know we said this, but it's wrong now, so now this is the correct thing.
And we won't recap all of that because we did it already, maybe you've seen it. Yeah, so that's cool. I like it. They bought Fox for content, and now they have more content. Mm. Also, what else do they have? What's that thing that they own? The studio for older stuff.
Wasn't Fox
Miramax?
Searchlight?
Miramax?
I don't know.
It might have been Miramax.
But they own like Die Hard and stuff.
They own Die Hard and stuff. Mm. So one of the things they mentioned is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is getting 4 more seasons.
That's right.
Which I'm very excited for, which will make it the longest, did you say?
The longest running live action comedy series, I think.
18 seasons that will take it to. Mm-hmm. That's cool. What an evolution of characters, I feel. Yep. Like if you go back to the first season compared to now, it has evolved somewhat.
Sure has.
In many ways. But
Some of them are better or worse.
Yeah. I like that also, like, I know some of the older episodes people are like, well, this is a kind of, you know, this wouldn't hold up now and you wouldn't make it now. But what I also like about that show is that it evolves.
Yeah,
with the
times,
even,
Charlie Day has said, I think in interviews and probably the others as well, that, you know, we know more than we knew then. And there are some things that culturally we were allowed to say back then, but we wouldn't say them now.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly.
Yeah.
The other thing is Noah Hawley, who worked on Legion and other things.
Yes.
Him and Ridley Scott are getting together to make an Alien series. It's set on Earth, which means it's going to be a sequel to Alien 4, probably.
Alien Resurrection?
Yeah. Remember at the end they get to Earth and they're like, look at Earth.
Oh, yeah.
They looked at it.
They did. They were like, whoa.
Apparently it's going to have the horror and suspense of the first Aliens, but the shooting of aliens from Aliens.
Nice.
Did I say that right?
I don't know.
It's a blend of Alien and Aliens.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, so cool. Is it going to be Prometheus related? I hope not. I think they're probably going to set it at a time where they can bring back Sigourney Weaver, so they'll make it however many years past that is. I'm just guessing. I don't know that for a fact.
You think they wouldn't just clone her again?
Nah, because I don't think I think they're going to wipe those. They were going to for the movies anyway. Then you can bring back Hicks and you can do the whole
thing. That's probably true, yeah.
I guess. I don't really know.
Speaking of Hawley, Hawley, did you see there's a new Dan Stevens movie?
Yeah, what is it?
It's called Blythe Spirit. It's based on a Noel Coward play back in the day. I think it's been adapted before. But it's Dan Stevens from Legion and other things and that horror movie thing that you like.
The Guest.
But it's basically about – it's like a period piece and it's set – he's like a writer and he's been asked to adapt a movie. Adapt one of his books into a movie, and he's got a little writer's block. So he brings some friends over and he thinks it'd be funny to have like a fake spirit medium come over and do some readings or whatever. But unfortunately, she brings back the spirit of his dead wife, who comes into conflict with his current wife. And so it's like a love triangle, except. Only he can see the dead wife.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Cool. Oh, that sounds great.
Which is wild. That as a concept, that's pretty wild to me. That was like written in the 40s.
That was written in the 40s.
Yeah.
Holy hell! In a basket.
Anyway, it's him. It's Isla Fisher and Leslie Mann.
Oh, cool.
Leslie Mann is the dead wife.
Dead wife.
Dead wife.
Yeah. Dead wife. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Dead wife.
Anyway, like everybody involved. Looks good.
That sounds awesome. I'm gonna watch that trailer and then that movie when it comes out. Did you know, Mason, that they're making a Doug Days television show? You know Doug the dog from, did you see Up? The dog that can talk?
Oh, yeah.
He's
right.
Getting his own little series.
Huh.
Moana is getting a TV series. Did you ever see Moana?
No.
It was great. I loved it. So I'm really glad they're bringing it back. Raya and the Last Dragon, you know this, the Kelly Marie Tran, it's like action and karate or whatever.
That's the thing. Two things that I love.
That's two things that you love.
Action and karate.
That's going to be day and date cinemas and streaming on March 5th.
Okay.
The Mighty Ducks is coming back. Did you see that?
I did see that. With Gordon Amelia Bombay. Westerbez.
He's back. Mm-hmm. He's back to do more duck stuff. I sort of watched the trailer.
Is that on the poster? He's back to do more duck stuff. And he's got a little look about him, and you're like, what does that mean?
What does that mean? Yeah.
Is this going to be on the dad section, Disney After Dark? Because it's a bit rude.
We've also got Three Men and a Baby reboot with Zac Efron.
Okay.
And probably others. Otherwise, it'll be one man and one baby.
Mm-hmm.
Enchanted is getting a sequel in Disenchanted. Did you ever see Enchanted?
Is that the one? It's Disney, but then it's set in the real world for a minute? Yes, I did say that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. I'm burning through some of these. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers is Akiva Schaffer is going to direct this one.
Of The Lonely Island?
Yes, and it starts.
Well, I hope he doesn't bring in any of his friends. It's some sort of weird nepotism situation.
John Mulaney and Andy Samberg will play Chip and or Dale.
Okay, great.
I'm not a huge Chip and Dale fan. Like, I watched it when it was on in the Disney afternoons or
but
whatever.
You like Pop Star Never Stop, Never Stopping?
I love Pop Star Never Stop, Never Stopping.
So,
and I like all of this. So I think this could be very good. What do you think about that,
I think
though?
It could be very good also, yeah.
But what do you think about this, though?
Oh, I never got around to DuckTales, the modern version.
No, well, they cancelled it, I think.
They did,
done with 3 seasons. But apparently it's very good. Also, they're bringing back Buzz Lightyear, sort of, in the movie Lightyear, which is set...
Now, this is still computer animated,
the computer.
Right? Sorry, what?
I don't know. What were you saying?
I was saying that it's still going to be CGI animated, but this is a movie.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a movie set in the Toy Story universe. So it's a movie
It's like Kill Bill to Pulp Fiction.
Yes, exactly. It's the movie that the kids would watch and then they would buy Buzz Lightyear action figures.
Yes.
So that Andy, the kid in Toy Story, would watch the Buzz Lightyear movie and then be like, oh, The Adventures of Buzz Lightyear, I'm going to buy some Buzz Lightyear toys, and then those toys would come to life.
That's right.
But this is the movie set in that universe.
Twist, though.
Yes.
Tim Allen is out.
Mm.
Chris Evans is also out.
Whoa,
no, he's in.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, because he's a younger Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
Tim Allen, you know, he sounds 70 or however old he is now. Mm-hmm. And Tim Allen's always been good as Buzz Lightyear, but also I'd imagine like a lot of characters or comic book characters or any pop culture character, a lot of different actors voice or play them over the years. I mean, how many Spider-Man, for example, are there, you know, for example? So I don't think this is a huge deal to make this change, but what do you think?
But I also think... I'll be watching this the whole time and I'll be like, this exists in a universe where toys can literally come to life.
Yeah.
You know, right?
Exactly.
Pretty spooky. That's weirder. That's
pretty spooky.
Spooky,
Mason.
Very spooky.
I think people are a little bit upset about this, but not super upset because they realize it's a different thing. But what do you think? Do you think it's a good move?
I think it's going to I will watch this, James.
Mm. Here's a question for you.
Do you think it's going to be more... Did you think it's going to look goofy in the same way that Buzz Lightyear looks goofy in this? Or do you think it's going to be like? Because it's going to be CGI animated. But is he going to
see
like
that one image?
Yeah, but from a distance, yes.
Looks more serious.
Yeah,
it's more.
He doesn't look like a real man.
No, he doesn't look like a real man.
Like, he looks like the characters in the human characters in Toy Story.
He's got more
texture
on him.
He does have more texture on him.
Yeah. The other thing is. I wonder, because if Buzz Lightyear is based off this movie
or
series or whatever it ends up being, does that mean he's going to have like retro 90s kind of sci-fi elements in it? Or will they just do whatever they do now if they made a Buzz Lightyear movie now?
Oh, that's a good question.
Do you know what I mean?
Because they are making a Buzz Lightyear movie now.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
But do you know what I mean? Because like, do you go back and you do like, what would they do in the 90s with a character like this?
I think they probably would, because it's meant to be the one that Andy watched as a kid, so probably.
Unless they say... It's a movie. It's like a reboot of the one that Andy watched.
Maybe
because
it's a reboot.
They're also,
maybe
they're...
Andy's directing this movie.
Oh, my God, he's back.
Right?
Because the...
He's still a teenager. What's he doing?
I don't know. He should be 40. But because there is, of course, a show that exists in the Toy Story universe. It's a Buzz Lightyear cartoon.
Yeah.
So this might be just like a revamp of that.
That might be a revamp.
Anyway, we're probably overthinking.
It might be like the fan film of like the Power Rangers where it's a gritty reboot.
And he's
hiding behind a pillar and all the tiles are coming up because they're shooting at him with a Gatling gun,
But then they run out.
He comes in, he stabs them all, he stabs everybody. He just stabs all the aliens, he just kills them all. And he's like, what have I done? I'm a murderer now. Why did I join the Space
and then
Force?
Like, congratulations, Space Ranger, you're promoted. So it's going to be interesting to see all his weapons working.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's going to be cutting aliens
to bits.
He's going to
have their lasers just
Yeah, he's going to be lasering
running
people.
Amok. It's also going to be, it's how he becomes a Space Ranger.
Okay.
So I think it might be like a Star-Lord situation where he starts on Earth and then goes, I can't remember what they
said. The origin of Buzz Lightyear?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Lucasfilm.
Okay.
Would you want to do Lucasfilm first or Marvel first?
I would want to know the origin of his name, Lightyear.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know anybody with the last name Lightyear, to
be honest.
It's
not a real name, is it?
No.
Do you want to do Marvel first or, why don't we do Marvel first and then Star Wars?
Okay.
Because I know you love Star Wars, so save the best for last.
Okay, terrific.
So... Again, we've covered a lot of this, so some of it we might speed through, some of it we might stop on.
Some of it we might really just drag our heels on.
Exactly.
Just for hours.
Here we go. Do you want to drag your heels on Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
No.
Looks good.
It does look good, doesn't it?
Zemo.
Couple of buddies. Do we see much of Zemo in this?
Yeah, he's dropping the bullets.
He's dropping the bullets, yeah.
There was a rumor this week that Sharon Carter was going to be Captain Britain. Did you see that?
Sharon Carter.
Yeah.
She's not even British.
Like, I know. And then people were like, wait, no, that doesn't work.
Wait, I guess she would have dual citizenship.
She would, but she's not British, Mason. She's no Domhnall Gleeson.
That's true.
Those two are diametrically opposed.
Very much so, yeah.
So, I mean, this is coming out March, I think. So we're going to, you know, there's like a month break between this and, you know, WandaVision, which we saw more of as well.
Maybe she could be Captain Dual Citizen.
That's interesting.
Mm.
Dual, as in J-U-E-W-L?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
So how do you spell the name Dual? Dual. Is it Dual? What am I doing? Ms. Marvel.
Yes.
Had they already announced this? I can't remember, but they cast it, which I think was already rumored that casting had already been released.
I think so, yes.
But they did show like a sizzle reel of some of the stuff that they're.
Yeah, it was more of a behind the scenes kind of. Yeah. Mm.
It seems like it's captured that character like perfectly in every way.
Yeah.
Looks like the comic. It looks like also what they've done in the video game in many ways. Mm. Big stretchy hands, do you think?
Yeah, the biggest and stretchiest.
Terrigen Mists, do you think?
Ooh, I don't know, actually. Yeah, they, you know what? They probably will introduce the Terrigen Mists just because they're like...
I can hear you fiddling with your microphone, Mason.
She was on the other foot now, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, you always do it.
I do not. Do I do it?
You fiddle with things.
I'm fiddling with my keyboard. This is my work, Mason.
Is it?
I don't come to your work. You can fiddle, I don't care.
All right, I was going to say, there is a... In one of the behind-the-scenes photos, she's wearing a Captain Marvel t-shirt, but not like the lightning bolt one.
Yeah.
She's wearing one with like the physical form of Captain Marvel on it. And I think it's with another character.
Okay.
Because the
maybe Monica Rambeau?
It's another like female superhero, I think. Because in our real world, they're often like shipped romantically together. It's like Captain Marvel and this other character.
Okay, yeah, right.
So it looks like Ms. Marvel is a fan of that concept.
Ah,
so she's wearing on a t-shirt.
Shipping.
I cannot remember who the other character is though.
Is she going to do the thing where she changes herself to look like Captain Marvel to fight crime and then Brie Larson's in it?
Remember
that happens in the comics?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I haven't read it in a while, but that's what happens.
Maybe.
Yeah. She's like, this is what a superhero has to look like or whatever.
Yeah,
and people
right.
are like, be yourself. And she's like, fuck yeah, I will.
Maybe I will be myself.
Yeah. Tatiana Maslany is going to be She-Hulk, which
confirmed.
We already knew. But she was like, no, I'm not. But she is. She's going to be, that's going to be an expensive.
How is she going to talk her way out of this one?
Mm.
She lied to us. Bad start. Bad start, Tatiana Maslany.
All you say is, you're like, hey, where'd you see She-Hulk? And she'd be like, I'm a big fan. That'd be rad. That's all
but
you said.
She was like, I would never be She-Hulk.
Yeah.
Makes me sick to my stomach
How
to think that
you.
I would be cast in the TV series She-Hulk. And then she went,
this looks expensive. Sounds expensive.
Yeah.
Because you've got that. You've got Tim Roth's abomination.
Yes.
You've also got.
She said, this show sounds like an abomination. That's
Whoa,
what she said.
Is that what
yeah.
she said?
Yeah, yeah.
But Disney, like, pull back. Like, just pretend you don't know. And also, what's his name? Mark Ruffalo is going to be in it.
What's his name? Mark Ruffalo.
What's his name? Well, he's also permanently the Hulk. So they're going to
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
So
For now. Do you think they would risk a status quo change in a TV series? I think they would.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I reckon maybe he'll be like, well, it wore off.
Mm, yeah.
The thing wore off and
I'm regular man.
Also, probably cheaper.
It would
if
be
it's just like, I'm
thing.
Just Bruce Banner again.
If it
now
was,
I can't be the Hulk.
Ever.
Ever again.
Actually, one of my foot is the Hulk. He's just got one big green styrofoam foot.
And also the gamma radiation has made it so it looks like I'm just a regular man not wearing makeup for stage and screen anymore. So they've saved some money there as well, I guess.
I can't believe they leave all this in.
Yeah. And it looks like I'm just, you know, at where Mark Ruffalo lives in his house and they're just filming me from across the road through the window. That's what it looks like because of the gamma radiation. In a way, I wasn't involved in this at all. This isn't even my voice. This is just a stagehand reading lines off a bit of paper. But it's all the gamma radiation.
It's all the,
it's
it must be, yeah.
It's
you don't know how it's, yeah. it's comic book science, so yeah. it works in different ways, mm-hmm. doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, normally if this was like a Netflix show or an ABC Marvel show, I'd be like, yeah, they'd probably change him back. And she'd probably change between She-Hulk and regular.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
because they're like, we're putting money into this,
yep.
I'd say that's probably not the case. Also, they're like, you never know who might show up. Makes me think Daredevil.
But yeah, oh, because there might be some sort of trial and she's a lawyer and he's a lawyer.
That's right.
Sparks will fly, legally speaking.
And they fight.
Yeah.
Good. Secret Invasion. This was the rumored Sam Jackson series for Nick Fury. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Ben Mendelsohn, Sam Jackson, talking about Skrulls. They've infiltrated all levels of society and they're like, stop doing that. Stop it and knock it off.
If you wouldn't, God.
It's also a metaphor for people coming over the border or whatever. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Tourism.
Yeah. Real yuck.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Pretty cool. A couple of odd couple boys.
Yeah, they like both of those guys. So just a couple of just oldish dudes doing adventures.
That's right, yeah.
Maybe Clark Gregg could be in it.
Yeah.
Because he's alive maybe.
He is too. He's been alive for years in his own series.
And in real life.
And in real life, he's still alive. Still alive, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So I think they could fold him back in at this point and people would just be like, whatever, he's alive, isn't he?
Did you know he was married to Jennifer Beals for a really long time?
What's it called? From bloody...
Dirty Dancing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, but no.
Now you do.
What do I think of that?
What do you think of it?
Let me check.
Okay.
Let me check what I think. What do I think of Jennifer Beals being married to Clark Gregg?
He stopped typing. He's mocking me and he's mocking you, the listener.
He married Jennifer Grey.
That's who I'm thinking of.
In from 2001. Dirty Dancing. Is she from Dirty Dancing?
I think so.
Are you sure about that?
I don't know.
Let me check.
I'm not sure of anything anymore.
She was in Red Dawn.
Yes.
She was in Ferris Bueller. Uh-huh. She was in Dirty Dancing. She was Frances Baby Houseman.
That's who I'm talking
about. That's it. You got it right, Mason.
Eventually I got it right. Isn't that wild?
Wasn't she the one who got the nose job and then people didn't recognize her and
correct.
Then she didn't get as much work?
Yeah.
That's why when I saw her, I'm like, I don't know this person.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, bring back.
Anyway, I think they're still married.
Oh, okay, cool.
They are married.
Good for them.
I wish I was in the movie Dirty Dancing.
Who would you be in it?
The floor. It's my thing.
Yeah,
it's my,
yeah.
That's the real thing that I'm into. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say you'd be the song "Let's Hear It for the Floor" would be about you, but that's from the other one where the town is band dancing.
I haven't seen that either. Moon Knight. It was announced or it's already been announced.
Huh.
I don't know. They didn't mention that Oscar Isaac was in it, which is the rumor.
I feel it was officially announced.
I don't know.
Huh.
I saw a logo. I don't know. On top of that, we got a trailer for What If.
Yeah.
And What If, you know what I mean?
Yes, What If. What if T'Challa was Star-Lord and also he hung out with Howard the Duck, apparently.
Cool.
Yeah.
What if there was Doctor Strange, but there was an evil Doctor Strange?
Right.
What if Captain America was a zombie and he fights Bucky, but it's modern-day Bucky because he's got the arm that he got from Wakanda?
Yes.
What if Captain Britain and she flies around with little Steve Rogers?
Yes.
What if?
In a little bassinet.
I got a comment that was like, oh, by the way, it's the last Chadwick Boseman performance that we'll see.
That's
right. Not the last thing he did, but obviously because it's recorded ahead of time. I got a comment that was like, Chadwick Boseman isn't playing Star-Lord, you idiot. And I'm like, I mean, he is, so I don't... I mean, I know he's not normally, but this is. How do you see this and not know what it is? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
It's pretty clear what it is.
Some people just don't watch your videos, they only listen to the audio.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing themselves a great disservice. Ironheart was announced, original series about the creator of the most advanced suit of armor since Iron Man, starring Dominic Thorne. More recent comic book character that is coming to existence that I have not read any of, I don't think. Have you read any of?
A little bit. Mostly some of her appearances in Iron Man and a little bit of her own series. So
very good. So good.
I wonder what the suit's going to look like.
Like the one from the comic, probably.
Probably.
Well, which one? Doesn't one of them have like a clear faceplate on
it? Yeah, I think it might be that one, yeah.
Mm.
Or even maybe no helmet at all.
Wow, no helmet? That seems dangerous. What if you flew into a wall?
Oh, she'd die.
Cool. I hope they don't
force
do that.
Force field, though. Maybe a force field.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Force field. That's what they were going to do for those time travel suits in Endgame.
Mm.
One of the... things there. And that also.
But then they were like, wouldn't it be funny if they crashed headfirst into a wall? So let's not do that.
Let's not do that, yeah. That I think is going to link, though they didn't mention this, into Armor Wars,
yeah.
Which is starring Don Cheadle, where Iron Man's tech falls into the wrong hands again or for the first time. And Don Cheadle's like,
like every
fuck.
Time. Here we go again.
Good thing
cleaning
I've got all
up your messes, Tony.
Got all these machine
terrific.
Guns. And you said, what about Justin Hammer? And I went, cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. So in the original comic book version, it was sort of post Tony Stark, he loses his company,
yep.
He fights Ironmonger, he gets it all back, and then it turns out that Spymaster, who's one of his, endless array of industrial espionage-themed villains had stolen all his Iron Man blueprints and whatever, and he'd sold them all to the highest bidder, which turned out to be everybody. Everybody had the high bid. So he's like, you can all have it.
That's great.
So he sold them to Russia, and he sold them to China, probably. He sold them to America.
America.
I wonder if they're going to change that, because in the original comic book version, the American government built firepower, which is like a really big, it's like an ironmonger-sized kind of suit. And...
Who flies it?
Just some. It's usually just some guy. You never really see them. It's appeared a bunch of times. You never really see his face. It's just some like Air Force jock kind of guy.
Okay, cool.
But at the end of that, spoilers for a comic book that ended in like 1989. This was in the era when Iron Man was like Tony Stark's bodyguard.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, who's this guy? So at the end, after he's gone and flown around the world and destroyed all these opposing suits, they were like the Iron Man suit was destroyed by firepower, and they're like, and they faked his death, and they were like, my bodyguard went rogue, but now I have a different bodyguard who's not going to go rogue. And everybody was like, sure thing. We believe you.
Great.
But this is going to be good because we'll see that guy.
Did we even meet these bodyguards?
No, because it's just him.
Oh, because he's just in the suit.
He's just in the suit, yeah. Wow.
Let me just go get my bodyguard because there's bad guys here.
My bodyguard's in this briefcase.
Like, yeah, exactly. Let me get my bodyguard, and the bad guys would be like, no, you cannot get your bodyguard.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I would do.
So we might. So in this case, obviously, because Tony Stark is dead in the movies, it's up to Rhodey to fix all these problems.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll see Spymaster. Maybe we'll see the Ghost might come back.
Titanium Man.
Titanium Man. We might see Crimson Dynamo.
Whiplash. Nah.
No, he exploded, didn't he?
Yeah, and he's got a son, another son.
Ah, yes. Lil Whiplash. Lil Whippy.
Whiplash lad.
Okay.
I like
Mr. Whippy. Lil Mr. Whippy.
Anyway, I'm looking at this firepower suit. I could see how that could be adapted.
Is it the big
sort
of like
the big
orange one?
Yeah,
the
one's like big and grey.
Okay,
but
right.
There is a big orange one.
Yeah, you're right.
They all look good.
Yeah, and I wonder because like will we get, because traditionally they're, you know, like Titanium Man and Crimson Dynamo are these enormous tank-like ones, but sometimes there's a compact one. We're going to get little ones. We're going to get big ones. Is Justin Hammer going to come back? This one kind of came out of left field for me.
Totally,
because
me too.
I didn't know this was in the works. I mean, we should have known it was in the works because it's an Iron Man property.
Yeah, but it's hard because, like, there's all these rumors and whatever, and there's so many sites that just throw out literally everything.
That's true.
So it's just hard to know what's real and what's not. I didn't hear anything about this, though, so I don't know. They're also doing an I Am Groot little series where he's doing little adventures.
Yes.
Presumably that's a prequel if he's the baby Groot.
Oh, yeah, it's teenage Groot now. Maybe it's an in-between cult, perhaps. Maybe it's in between Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2. Maybe he gets lost or something and they have
he's
to...
lost. They flush him down the toilet.
They flush him down the toilet.
He has sewer adventures.
Because it's not Christmas anymore and they're like, well, I don't want this pet anymore. So they flush him out of the space toilet into space.
Speaking of, there is a Guardians of the Galaxy holiday Christmas special which is shooting at the same time as Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
If I can go back to Armor Wars just for a minute. Here's a list of who might be in this. The Beetle. Robot Beetle
suit.
Yeah,
I know Beetle. The Beetle.
Shockwave.
Yeah.
Doctor Doom, probably not.
Doctor Doom.
Controller Mauler, Professor Power, the Raiders, Stilt Man.
Yeah.
What if we finally get that Stilt Man we want?
Well, we didn't get him yet, did we?
Mm.
Look at the Beetle. Look at
Tony uncovers that the Spy Master was the one who sold Tony's designs to his rival, Justin Hammer. I'm excited.
Classic.
James?
Reckon they're going to have another Elon Musk cameo, like the first or second Iron Man?
I'm going to design an electric Iron Man suit. Shut up.
Boo.
Boo.
Fuck off the space.
Anyway, if Justin Hammer isn't in this, I'm going to burn down this studio.
Don't.
Go on, though.
All right.
You can help me.
Why? Because
Justin Hammer won't be in it.
But I need this studio for
I know,
work.
But you'll also be mad that Justin Hammer isn't in Iron Man Wars.
What if he turns up in season two? What if...
We'll rebuild brick by brick, James.
Anyway, Guardians of the Galaxy, what do you think of that? Holiday special?
Yeah,
James Gunn's going to do it, film at the same time.
It'll be very meta and very, here's a bunch of shots at the Star Wars holiday special.
Exactly. Star-Lord will say that exact thing.
Yes.
And also, of course, Guardians of the Galaxy 3. I think they said 2023 for that one. I can't remember. Or 22. I can't remember. But also on top of that, we got Captain Marvel 2. Which is directed by Nia DaCosta, but it's going to have Iman Vellani, who's also from Ms. Marvel, and Monica Rambeau is going to turn up as well, played by Tayona Paris, who's going to also be in WandaVision.
Yeah, that's right.
What is happening in WandaVision, though?
I think.
Time and space, dimensional stuff.
I reckon she's. They're both trapped in a dimensional void of some sort.
I agree.
That is probably Scarlet Witch's creation.
The doings of.
The doings of, that's right. And eventually she'll be like.
Get me out of this.
Yes.
Get me out of this.
Yeah. And then they'll both be back from the dead and they'll be, and we'll be like, well, I suppose that's justification enough for the Vision being alive again.
That's good enough
for
me.
And then he'll just be alive again. It'll be great.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun, I reckon.
Thor is filming in January and Christian Bale is confirmed as Gore the God Butcher.
Yeah.
Which you explained in the video.
I did.
Do it in three words here.
Symbiote sword.
Revenge.
Bloke.
Yeah.
So, well, but again, you know, how much of that is going to be put into this, we don't know. So in the comic books, he's a man on an alien world.
Yep.
His wife and children are killed, you know, in some sort of senseless violence. And he's like,
I saw a picture of him. He's like a grey, like, noseless looking dude. Yeah.
And he's like, well, this obviously means there are no gods because in a just world, you know, gods wouldn't allow this to happen.
Yeah.
And then he realizes that gods do exist because he's seen them.
Yep.
And he's like, ah, nuts. These sons of bitches, I'm going to kill them all. And so he acquires...
But they're not really gods, are they?
No, that's true. But they're godlike.
Yeah, shut
and
up.
And some
though.
Of them, like, and they're magic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're magic.
But that's the thing. Like, his anger is, you know, probably not justified in this. Because that's the thing. We don't know what aspects of this are going to be brought in. He might be a regular human in this. He might be a Baron Zemo kind of guy.
That's right, yeah.
Ragnarok's brought in like they're, you know, they're all connected with a bunch of alien worlds and et cetera. But maybe he's just a regular guy who's... family were killed in any of the innumerable scrapes between the Avengers and, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Aliens or whatever.
Is this something that you think is going, well, like how are they going to do it tonally? Do you reckon this is going to be fun? Because
this is going to be in Thor 4.
I wonder also because if they're doing, Thor is going to be also Jane Foster.
Yes.
And she's sick. So he's like, why are you sick for? You're God or whatever. Oh, no, okay. I've learned a lesson.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. Anyway, so what I was going to say is that so he acquires it's called the Necro Sword, which is a symbiote in the same style as Venom.
Yeah.
Except instead of being a disgusting black suit, it's the disgusting black sword.
Yeah.
That bonds with him, and then he gets him all sorts of superpowers, and he's like, I can take on the gods, and I will. What do you reckon about this, gods?
They don't like it.
Yeah,
they don't like him.
They don't like him at all. No. So he's gonna. Cut a swath through the ones that are left, which, to be honest, isn't that many.
And he's going to wait behind a pillar until they use all their god powers.
And he's going to be like...
He's going to run out.
Yeah, yeah.
Stab him.
He's going to stab him. He's going to stab him real good. But, yeah, we initially thought, because, you know, it was Christian Bale, that it was going to be the Minotaur.
Yeah.
Who's American Psycho-looking. Yeah, because he's a mythical Minotaur, but he also turns into a slick 80s businessman.
That's so cool.
But I guess that's, you know, that's a character for another actor, I guess.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Off the back of that, they just said Blade, and Blade's still coming.
And everybody cheered.
Everyone went, yeah, Blade.
Yeah.
Ant-Man.
What's he going to do once he's behind a pillar and all the bad guys have run out of bullets, they said. And we didn't know. We don't know.
You know, we'll find out in the movie.
Yeah. Marvel aren't ones to fall on cliche, you know
no,
what I mean?
So Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Yeah.
Which has,
all one word, Quantumania. Right,
Quantum,
yep.
Yeah, I think it's two words.
Oh.
Which has Kang the Conqueror. Jonathan Majors is confirmed. So that's, and they recast Kathy Lang with Catherine Newton.
Yes.
Cool. Black Panther 2, they mentioned they're not recasting, but it is coming July 2022.
Yes.
So that will have to be filming soon-ish to make that release date. So they've obviously figured it out, whatever it is they're doing. And the big announcement, though, which maybe it was already announced because I'm just confused at this point, but Fantastic Four is happening.
Yeah.
John Watts is directing.
That's the Spider-Man guy.
And all we got is a logo.
We sure did. No casting, no anything else.
No goddamn anything. Yeah. So good, I think.
Good, I think, yeah.
Good, I think.
Yeah.
So that'll be probably 23, probably 24.
Yeah.
The latest.
Four Michael Chiklis's.
We did mention that.
I think it might be 2024 just so they can put the four in the
thing.
Yeah, in the thing.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
What if they released it in April? Then they could put a four on the April.
Yeah, 4th of April.
April.
2044.
That's right. Now let's do Star Wars news, Mason.
Okay.
You thought there was no
more
news.
We didn't talk about
news. Loki. Oh, yeah.
We know we did a video on it.
Shit. We did Looks good.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah. Yes, Mason.
Yes.
That character is called whatever that
Mobius,
guy.
Yeah, Mobius.
As a million people told us in the comments.
I said it. I put it out
I
there.
I know, but we said multiple people.
Okay, right.
But yeah.
So for people who don't know, who haven't watched the trailer, it's real
good. I can't believe I missed that.
But Loki gets
trapped,
detained.
Kicked.
He gets, yeah. gets detained by the Time Variance Authority for various tomfooleries.
Yes.
And we get our first look at Owen Wilson's character. Wow. And he is... He looks like Mark Gruenwald, longtime writer and editor of Marvel,
yep.
because the upper management of the Time Variance Authority all look like him.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's
this
fun.
This is something that I always knew and you didn't tell me.
That's true. It's true.
Yeah.
And also, the best part of the trailer is that Loki is D.B. Cooper.
Yes.
It seems, which is a lot of fun.
It is a lot
and
of fun.
Then we get to see both sides of Tom Hiddleston. Raggedy, weird, long hair Tom Hiddleston and slicked back
cool,
wearing a suit
slick,
Tom Hiddleston.
Cool, slick Tom Hiddleston. Slick.
Something for everybody.
That's right.
Even if the rest of it sucks, you can be like, look, get something you a god who can
you.
Do both.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I love that sites are now just reporting on that. They're like, you never guess what we discovered. It's like fucking everybody
it's
picked
it,
up
everybody
on that.
Knows. We all know. It's very obvious. Who else
if
would it
we
be?
If we found it, everybody found yeah. it. It's fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Star Wars, Mason?
Yes, please. Okay.
Oh, this is actually a Lucasfilm, so we've got to open with this. Indiana Jones 5 will conclude the saga in the year 2022. What do you think of that, Mason?
Great, love it.
Great, love it?
Yep.
Do you think it will be good? James Mangold?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Harrison Ford?
Yeah.
Others?
Shia LaBeouf. Bring him
not
back.
Not this
Mutt?
Week.
No, know
if you saw,
no, yeah, no, yeah, no, he's out.
Not good news.
Yeah, he's out, that guy.
Yeah.
What about Marion? Bring her
yeah,
back?
They probably could bring her back. I still think they should do Short Round.
Yeah, for sure.
I know they said that's concluding, but, like, bring in somebody cool and young and just be like, this is Short Round.
Well, maybe that's the twist. We're like, yeah. this is – if that's – like, if they go, we're going to do more, we're going to do Indiana Jones 5, 6, and 7
mm. –
And then they put Short Round to people will be like, boo, we want Indiana Jones. We want Harrison yeah. Ford not caring about this role. Boo. But if they're like, we're going to do one more Indiana Jones and that's it.
Yeah.
And at the end you're like, surprise, we're going to do Short yeah. Round
and
movies.
And then people
now.
Are like, actually, we love Short Round
that's
and
right.
Short Round movies.
Yes.
Anyway, I don't know whether they're going to do it, but yeah. that'd be cool. It'd be a good way to continue the series. But Star Wars news, Mason. They said that there's going to be 10 Star Wars series. Enough bloody Star Wars for you, Mason?
It's too much Star Wars, actually. I hate the very idea of it. I hate it.
This is
too
over the
much.
Next 3 years. We also talked about, you know, when we were recording some videos for this, but like this show is just going to become like, this came out this week and now we're going to talk about it.
Yep.
I think
if you don't have Disney Plus, tough luck.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's going to be, I think hopefully it might lessen like the episodes where we do it. We'll just be like, here's some shit we remember.
Do you think they've learned the wrong lesson from Marvel? Like
do everything.
Just do everything. Just hammer them out. Like,
well, they are doing.
Mandalorian's going well, so just hit him with more Mandalorian.
Speaking of Mandalorian wrap up episode next week, baby.
That's right.
Swing on back.
I'm
swing
caught
on
up.
Down.
I'm caught up, except for next week.
Oh,
because
good.
That's not out
that's
yet.
That's not out yet.
Yeah.
What did you think of the Bill Burr?
Liked it.
That was a great at the table scene, wasn't it?
Yes.
Sick, man. I was loving that. I'm like, this scene's great. I turned to nobody and I went, hey, I watched this alone. Because Claire's not interested
yeah,
in Mandalorian.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, this is great, I think.
Huh. Is she one of the people who doesn't... Surely if you're not sucked in by the action, you're sucked in by Baby Yoda, right?
Doesn't give a shit.
Wow.
Yeah, could not care less.
She has her own baby? Is that...
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Wow.
Rude.
Wow.
But they did say there's going to be a
Your
series...
Your baby doesn't eat macaroons.
Good if your baby would smash a macaroon, mate. You're not supposed to give them that shit, though.
No.
They fucking freak out. In a good way. It's like you're not supposed to give them too much sugary stuff because it ruins their palate. Then they
yeah,
don't
yeah.
Eat
they only want sugar forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Range
then you got a big, cute baby. That's all I'm saying.
A big roly-poly
yes.
baby.
Yes.
But then the yeah. diabetes and whatever.
Yeah,
you know what
but
I mean?
Then you know, people meet you and the baby and they're like, oh, you got a little four-year-old in there? You're like, no, just a big baby.
Just a
big
ass
baby.
Big baby
that loves its macarons.
Rangers of the New Republic was announced. I think this is going to be like a Cara Dune, probably a Timothy Olyphant. Might be maybe a Bill Burr.
I mean, we have been suspecting that what they've been doing in The Mandalorian is they've been building up a bunch of sidekicks for him for like some sort of final battle.
Yeah.
And then yeah, and they all come back and they all team up. But you know, given that the positive response for I think most of them, it seems to me that they could also very much be like, just put them all together in a supergroup.
Exactly.
Like ABBA.
Like ABBA. But call back or forward to that ad that we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is there's going to be an...
Also, I know ABBA's not really a super group.
No.
Traveling Wilburys.
That would be a better example.
Yes.
Yeah.
Methods of Mayhem.
A perfect circle.
Okay.
That's a super group, isn't it? Is it? It's some of the guys from Tool and another guy, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. Yeah, it is definitely. It's at least one guy from Tool and then another guy, yeah. Yeah. Zwan.
Yeah, what about. What's the Rage Against the Machine? Audio Slave.
Audio Slave.
There you go,
yep.
There's one.
Yep.
Ahsoka. That's a TV series.
Yep.
Again, same timeline as The Mandalorian that's going to culminate in a big thing, I think. And I guess spoiler alert for the 7 or 8 episodes that have been out already, I think it's going to be Thrawn. I think it's a Thrawn that's going to be the big bad. What do you think?
I think it's going to be Thrawn. This is the big bad.
Mm.
Then there's going to be an even bigger bad.
It's
Palpatine. Thrawn. It's Palpatine. He's back. He's back and bigger.
But he's already... They got to wait for him because he's in a clone body, an Exegol.
No, he's going to take a little... No, he's bigger.
He's bigger.
He's still bigger and back, yeah.
How big?
Think of...
Because he's not huge, so I know, if he was like, bigger, if you were like, he's 5'10", I'm like, that's pretty tall for him.
No, bigger than that.
5'11".
Think of the biggest Emperor Palpatine you can think of. Double it.
5'11".
So double it.
That's like 10... 10,
10 foot 22. 10 feet and 22 inches.
It's pretty big.
It's really big.
Does that make him more powerful, though?
In this instance, this does, yeah.
That's like a Snoke hologram.
He's got a big hammer as well.
So they think, like, look at this big Palpatine hammer. Look at this big Palpatine hologram. And he's like, you thought I just painted myself blue. And he starts, like, stomping on people.
Exactly, yes. That's right. That's what I think it is.
Okay, I don't think that's what it's going to be.
Okay.
But if it is, it will burn the studio down. What do you think of that,
But
Mason?
If it is, we burn the studio down in celebration.
Exactly. They mentioned that Andor is filming at the moment with Toby Haynes, who worked on Black Mirror, and the Americans producer Stephen Schiff. So that's going to be a prequel to Rogue One.
Yep.
Diego Luna. I'm not super interested in it. That being said, I liked the expanded material around Rogue One, and I like the characters, which I think for me made that movie better than it probably is.
I understand. Sure.
But cool. I like that guy and good. There's also going to be Star Wars Visions, an original series of animated shorts that celebrates the Star Wars galaxy through the lens of the world's best Japanese anime creators. We talked about this last week. Someone sent in a tweet about
it'd
be fun to do some like little Legends kind of esque spin-off things, and this sounds like that. There's something to do with droids, can't remember. There's The Acolyte, that's the Leslie Headland show who worked on...
I honestly thought you were going to say Leslie Nielsen.
I wish. He died.
Yeah, he did.
Leslie Headland, who, Russian Doll.
Ah, yes.
A mystery thriller that will take place in a galaxy of shadowy secrets and emerging dark side powers in the final days of the High Republic era. So it might be like a Sith-focused.
Oh.
Sith or a Dark Jedi-focused thing. There's going to be a Lando series with Justin Simeon. They didn't mention live action, animated, Donald Glover, Billy Dee Williams. I think it'll probably be live action as opposed to being animated.
But with Donald Glover, do you think?
Probably. They could do some Billy Dee Williams future stuff.
They could do,
the Calrissian Chronicles thing.
Yeah, they could do edutainment.
Edutainment.
It's old Lando, and then he's there, and he's like, I remember when I was young and I learned about math.
And then he recounts the events of the Rise of Skywalker.
Yes, exactly.
And then they fell into a pit by coincidence, and there was a snake in there. And they didn't kill the snake. They healed the snake. And then
later killing.
That's right. And then they found a knife. And then they went to a different planet.
Then they used geometry.
They found my daughter, or she's not my daughter.
Or my girlfriend, my future girlfriend.
And then they held up the knife to the Death Star. I blew up the Death Star. That's a story for another day. And then they had to get on a boat, and they went on the boat, and they went in separate boats. All the way over the water to the Death Star.
That's right.
But it was the remnants of the Death Star and the throne had fallen. Do you want me to keep doing this?
Yes. I like a Lando Calrissian rambling story.
And he's 80.
And then I purchased some more capes. I like a cape, I tell you that much. Because you keep it warm, keeps you warm, but then you got your arms free. If you want to shoot a blaster, maybe. You want a loosey-goosey blaster grip? You want to fire your blaster? Well,
that reminds me of my friend Han Solo, who, by the way, Peter's a force ghost or something in The Rise of Skywalker. Yeah. He spoke to Adam Driver and they convinced him.
Haven't seen him in a while. I hope he didn't make his son kill him. Because that's,
Should be good.
I think it should be good.
More details on the Obi-Wan series, though. They did show some.
Well, how about this?
Yeah, ready, go.
Old Lando and young Lando team up through the magic time travel tree.
Yeah, whatever. They need to bring back that time travel tree, don't
for
they?
For this show.
Yeah.
Right?
And they compare.
And Lando's like, oh, I'm not listening to you, old man. And,
what does he say?
Well, then what happened is we were all on the side of a Star Destroyer and we're all on horses, I think. We're all in a bunch of horses.
I actually wasn't on horses. I was flying in the Millennium Falcon.
That's right.
I was with Chewbacca. He's from different Star Wars movies also.
Nevertheless, everyone was else was on a horse, and they were on the horses, and they were on the... You don't see that very often, some horses on a Star Destroyer.
When Princess Leia died, I didn't mention this, but she was under a sheet, and then the sheet, like, it fell when she disappeared, and nobody said anything. I thought it was weird. I'd never seen anything like that before.
I thought maybe she'd rolled under the table, but then I looked under the table, and she wasn't there. And that was basically the only place she could have been if she had rolled off the table. So.
This is stupid.
He's senile. He's senile now, but he's still cool.
He's got his stories.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan series. They did show some concept art, which we didn't see. Vader and Order 66 shit and whatever.
Also, did the investors saw it?
Yeah, we didn't see
they
shit.
Don't know anything about
it. They don't believe in it the way we believe in it.
They should have shown it to us.
We want
to
look at it.
And they should have seen our delighted reactions, and then they should have known to invest more.
Exactly.
That's what they should have got.
That's how.
What they should have done is they should have shown all the Lucasfilm and all the Disney and all the Marvel stuff to the viewers. We all should have done reaction videos, and then the investors just saw the reaction videos.
Agreed.
If anything, that would have sold it.
That would have hyped
them up because
more.
All reaction videos of people going like, ah!
Hayden Christensen's back.
Ah!
Ah! Yeah, so how many Disney shares do you have to purchase to get in on these, do you think?
I don't know. I imagine it's...
Have to be more than one.
It'd be more than one, wouldn't it? To get a vote, I imagine it's many hundreds of thousands.
Oh, fuck that. I don't even need to see this shit.
Right? They'll make it anyway.
They'll make it, yeah.
They'll make it. Doesn't matter how many shares we do or don't buy. So it doesn't matter.
Exactly. So it's mentioned that there is one task left for Obi-Wan, and it's Hayden Christensen has got a group of Jedi hunters going after him, which might tie in, I didn't mention this earlier, the Bad Batch.
Oh, yeah, right. The animated, the Clone Wars sequel of sorts.
I saw that on a site somewhere.
Uh-huh.
That they might be related. I don't have that source. But
well, James, we're the source now.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
We've never sourced anything in our life, and I'm not starting now. But, so a bunch of Jedi hunters, because I think the Inquisitors are gone by this. No, they wouldn't be. Maybe it is the Inquisitors. Anyway, Hayden Christensen is going to be used for, like, as Darth Vader and presumably flashbacks.
Yep, yep.
And, like, back-to-tank stuff and whatever. Maybe he knocks his helmet off and he's like, it's you. And he's like, yeah, I said it was me. It's me. You fucking threw me in fire. That was... You fucking suck.
Yeah.
I'm here to kill you, by the way.
Yeah. Plus, my cape has Anakin on the back of it. We might change that in future so it's not as big a giveaway. But it says Anakin Skywalker. And then 69. I requested that number.
So,
it's like a sports jersey, but it's like my name. Right. Last year at school, they gave you the jersey and you put a funny nickname on it or whatever. Yeah.
Love it.
Annie.
Annie. Yeah. 69. So
it's Skywalker.
Yeah, so it says, they're going to have a showdown. They're going to fight.
Mm-hmm.
That's the deal. What do you think of that?
I reckon Obi-Wan's going to win.
Yeah, well, he lives.
Because he lives still.
I mean, I don't know if he wins, but also in that he's like, last time we met, I was the learner. Now I'm the master. And Obi-Wan's like, fuck you.
Right.
It's just not the exact words. And they fight a bit more.
Yeah.
But, so I think, he might win. Or he's going to get away at the very
sure,
least.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
He has to, doesn't he?
Sure does.
They mentioned also Taika Waititi's movie. They showed a cool, do you see that logo?
Yeah, very.
It reminded me of Holiday Special.
Yeah, the animated bits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of shit. I'm into it. Whatever. Make what you want. And then they also did, they announced Rogue Squadron for 2023. This is the Patty Jenkins directed film. She released a trailer, which you talked about, but it's not a trailer. It's like a, what is it?
She's like, oh, my dad was in the Air Force something.
He actually lost his life as a fighter pilot, and she wants to make the greatest fighter pilot movie of all time. But they already did that movie in the 80s. It was called Iron Eagle. It was a fake out, Mason. I was going to say a different movie. But,
Days of Thunder.
Very good.
I thought you were going to say Days of Thunder. But
that would have been good too.
Yeah.
So
it was a double fake out. It was the fake out of the expectation of the joke I thought you were going to make.
It might just be that.
Yeah.
Also mentioned, I saw this somewhere, I don't know where, that it's going to be inspired by games and books. Presumably it's going to be set in, like, the golden era of the fighter pilot stuff.
Mm.
But it could very well be set, like, after Rise of Skywalker. But
yeah.
Greg Granny Grunberg's dead.
So what's even the point?
But then you could put Wedge in it. Old Wedge.
Yeah.
He's like, I hate Star Wars, but I love money.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, so, and Lando's here. Oh, no.
And Wedge's catchphrase could work both in and out of the universe.
What's his catchphrase?
I hate money. Star Wars, but I love money. Because he could be like, I'm where Gentilly's are. I'll hate Star Wars, the wars among the stars that he's in, but I love money, the money they're paying me to be a fighter pilot.
Can you believe they didn't put him in a fucking X-Wing in that movie?
I can't believe
that. That's like a slam dunk. That's like the easiest thing in the world
to do.
But
this doesn't show that he's versatile?
Yeah, but that turning the gun is easier, don't you think?
Yeah, probably.
Way easier. Yeah. Flying the ship and shooting.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Anyway, there you go. Patty Jenkins, great. That sounds really cool. Mm. That's a big call to be like, I'm going to make the greatest fighter pilot movie of all time.
Yeah, but with fake planes.
Yeah, that's right. But, yeah, good. Shoot for the moon, and if you miss, you hit the stars or whatever, eventually.
Yep.
Is that how it works? Because you're traveling through space, you eventually hit something. So, and also, did I say this? Inspired by games and books, I said that. Because it's a very famous books, series of everything.
Games and books.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. I'm not a huge fan of, like, the fighter pilot side of Star Wars in general, but I know other people hugely are, and she's good, so this could be very good.
If you had to be in the Star Wars Rebellion Air Force, Space Force, what would you pilot?
I'd be Luke Skywalker. No. I'd pilot a big Luke Skywalker. No. I think that was your joke from like a million years ago. What would I fly?
Yeah.
A-Wing.
Yeah, nice.
It's the zippiest.
Yeah, they are quite zippy, aren't they?
Yeah, what would you pick?
Death Star.
God damn it.
Big laser on it. Biggest laser there is.
I'll be flying my Luke Skywalker in. I'll be shooting you right out of the sky.
Well, I've got a Luke Skywalker proof force field.
Where'd you get that?
Down the shops.
Ah. I'd have to fly Luke Skywalker up to the exhaust port and he just drops his lightsaber into it. And then I'm out of there. Yeah. And Luke Skywalker can hightail it. What they didn't mention, though, was Rian Johnson.
Oh. Well, they wouldn't want to disrupt the investor meeting with haters, would they?
No, I guess they wouldn't. That's I'm not surprised, but that is disappointing to me that, you know, he made a Star Wars movie, which I really enjoyed, which kind of asked questions about the universe, which I thought was very interesting and took characters in, you know, different directions. But whatever, I guess. Fuck him and that movie, apparently. But I'm
what
not
is he making then?
He's doing Knives Out, I think. It's another
one. Right.
Knives Back In.
I thought you were saying, is he going to do another Star Wars thing?
I don't know. Yeah. Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. I'd
imagine. Yeah. So,
I guess he's got enough, you know, Hollywood juice at this point to just kind of.
Oh, he's fine.
Yeah, do whatever he wants at this point. So
he's absolutely.
Which
fine.
I would prefer, I think.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I would much rather him make stuff that he wants that most people like, and it's trying something new as opposed to either doing something in a franchise that everybody's expecting and will be like, this is boring, or. Mm. Something new. They're like, this is new and we hate it.
Maybe they say, this is fun and we love it.
And we hate it.
And we hate you.
Yeah.
I think that's everything, though. Did I miss anything? Yeah.
Nope.
Exciting stuff. This is the part where I go, what do you think is the most exciting thing, Mason?
Armor Wars.
Yeah?
We get to see all the new armors.
That would be cool. That does sound really cool. Yeah. I think
we're getting a big chubby titanium man. We're getting a big chubby crimson dynamo.
They're
going to come at him with like big sumo robots.
Bah, 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 bah,
bah, bah, bah. Exactly. Yes.
I'm kind of interested in Indy 5. That's not by Mote, but they're just looking at this list.
Uh-huh.
The Obi-Wan series I've been wanting to see like since Star Wars was coming back. Mm. Mighty Ducks, I guess. This is good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's everything. And let's do the next segment of the show.
Okay.
It's called What We Reading.
Oh, what are we going to read?
What are we going to read? Let's find out. I'll put the theme song in. I'm doing the theme.
How's it going? I can't hear it because
I can hear it. Westworld
headphones.
I can always hear it, Mason. If you want to hear it, mm-hmm. you can listen to the show.
I guess I could listen to the show. Yeah.
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 It's probably on YouTube. This theme as well.
That's probably true.
Mason.
Yes.
This is the part where we talk about what we're reading and what we're going to read.
Yeah.
What are you reading?
You know what I didn't read?
What didn't
you
read?
I was thinking about reading it. Is the video game Cyberpunk 2077?
Oh, and then everyone was like, "It's buggy as fuck.
It's mediocre at best." I've heard.
I've heard it's. Good outside of the bugs, though, isn't it?
Well, here's the thing.
Mm.
I'm not a big fan of, like, your very in-depth RPGs. Like, you know, you're very, very, like, min-maxy and, like, a lot of statistics and crafting and, you know, the huge open world. Like, most video games I play are, like, fairly linear action-adventure games and they've got a little bit of kind of sandbox side quests.
Yes.
And this one was kind of like, I'm excited because this is going to be that full-bore RPG experience in a world that I enjoy like as a concept. But it seems to be that a lot of promises were made about this game that haven't been kept. So in a way, it is a pretty okay action-adventure linear game with some side quests.
Apparently the side quests are very good, apparently, from what I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently when it works, it's a good game.
Oh, I've heard it's pretty average. People out there, email and let us know if you have it.
I will get it on PlayStation 5 in 3 years.
Well, yeah, I think, you know.
I still haven't played The Witcher 3, so.
Yeah, I've heard critics say maybe in a year or two once they've added more content to
it.
Yeah, like it just seemed like I've read reviews and I've watched some, you know, hey, we're playing the first hour of this game or the first 20 minutes of this game, or like, hey, we're mucking around and doing side quests. It just doesn't seem like a particularly life-filled world kind
of
really?
Thing. Okay,
like it doesn't feel like...
Feels fake.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, that you go through the city and there's just a lot of shuttered doors and shops that you can't access.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of like...
Because I guess the difference between this and like The Witcher, you could have like... just a bunch of grass in between huts. But here you can't do that. So you've got to have buildings and, you know, just it's more buildings, but you can't have every building be like a thing.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. So there was the Game Awards. Oh, yeah, I was also like, nah. I was on the fence and now I just went, nah, I'm not going to buy that.
Yeah, and also it like...
So finish your fucking games.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's the thing. Like it's interesting that, you know, it's been in development for nearly 10 years and this is what they came up with. And again, like it seems to be a perfectly serviceable, you know, again, like straightforward kind of action game, but that's kind of not what, you know, it sold as. It sold as like, oh my God, there's incredible different life paths and there's all these, you know, brain implants and all this sort of stuff. And you can clear, even if you just watch, you know, somebody doing a short playthrough, you can see elements that were promised in early trailers but never delivered. Like there was going to be a subway system and you can see the tracks and you can see occasionally like a train go past, but you can't actually access the subway system kind of thing. So they were just like at the last minute. Oh, and also they never built it. In one of the early trailers, there is a moment where there's like a montage of like all these adventures you and there's this guy Jackie who's like your sidekick kind of guy, and there's all these adventures you all go on in this big montage. Like you're shooting and you're doing adventures and you're rescuing people and you're doing all sorts of stuff, and that's how you become best friends. But in the game, they just put the montage in, and then it cuts to 6 months later. Yeah, so you do one mission where you have to rescue somebody. It's in one of the early trailers. And then they just do that montage.
That is outrageous.
And then it's like 6 months later and it's like, well, I guess we're best friends now. So instead of being like, we'll evolve these two characters together and you will actually have dialogue and you know, go get through scrapes or whatever together. And again, I think it's one of those things where each of those was meant to be an individual mission.
Yeah.
But they just ran out of time and they just went, well, just put a montage in and say...
Yeah, that's way better.
Yeah, it's a lot better.
I thought a lot of storytelling was in-game, though. That's what I got the impression from people playing it as well.
I'm not willing to risk paying for it yet, I think. I'll wait a year. Also, you can only get like 4 different ARM cyber mods.
4?
Yeah, it's like 4.
I want
it's
8.
Like, there's like big hands, big crushy hands, the big blades that come out.
It's good.
Rocket launcher, a fourth one.
Regular arms, just
fragile arms. That's the level 4 upgrade.
That's not very cyberpunk.
No, it isn't at all. Anyway, it all seems very not quite.
There was
not great.
I saw this this tweet from.
Oh, instead I watched The Mandalorian. Is what I did.
Oh, you watched all of The Mandalorian. I do want to talk about
good
what
show.
I
doesn't change the world, but it's good.
Yeah,
stuff.
I agree. It's not like, it's not redefining television, but it's pretty good.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it next week. So Kotaku had an article that said games made under crunch conditions don't deserve best direction awards. It's off the back of like The Last of Us won like 7 awards for whatever.
And was that super crunched?
Yeah, well, they all are. And Greg Broussard, who worked on, I think he worked on, what did he work on? Yeah, Duke Nukem 3, like 3D and maybe Forever or whatever. I can't remember. He said, oh, fuck off. You have no idea what it takes to ship world-beating AAA games and you take the word of disgruntled ex-employees versus the hundreds who are happy to be there. Also, comparing a 20-man indie to a 300-person studio is stupid. I think that's a terrible take.
Yeah.
I think maybe you should. I mean, I'm not saying that you don't want to discount all the people who obviously did work on the game, but video game industry has a horrible, like a legacy of crunch that...
Yeah.
That, you know, is mostly ignored.
What are you going to take, the word of a bunch of disgruntled ex-employees or the word of a bunch of employees that have to do this to survive so that's their job and they won't say anything, otherwise they'll get fired?
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to believe.
That's a shit take. I made a tweet about the movie Greenland, about how I loved the movie Greenland.
Yeah, you did. I think
people
saw that.
Are like, you don't love the movie Greenland. You're lying.
You love the movie Greenberg.
I haven't seen.
It's Greenberg. Got
Ben Stiller, maybe.
Ben Stiller is in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, "Oh, Greenberg, you're so unlikable."
And he's like, "Yep,
yeah,
I haven't seen
that's
it.
That's me, Greenberg."
But I did see Greenland, and I did love it. I talk about it on Suggestible.
I don't know if I believe you, James.
Collings will link the episode below. I thought it was really good. So I just want to confirm, even though I hate disaster movies, I really liked this one.
Oh, it's the Jerry Butler one.
It's the Jerry Butler disaster movies. Because I hated his last one, Geostorm. Mm-hmm. But I also love Reign of Fire, which is technically a disaster movie that he's in.
That's true.
So there you go. I do like the movie Greenland. And I'm going to name it Best Movie of the Year at the end of the year.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
I love Bloodshot.
Oh, I didn't really like the Bloodshot that much. Should we do the next segment of
the
show?
Yes, let's do letters.
But what is it?
It's letters.
Oh, yeah.
The classic one was letters, oh, letters, we love you, some letters.
Whoa.
They're only a day away. We're here right now, we're going to do letters.
Getting a real rhythm and flow going in here, Mason.
Right.
If you do want to reach the show...
Well, we're a real jug band in here.
If you do want to reach the show, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. You can, on Twitter, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod, we love tweets. I love tweets. Or you can send an email to Mason at weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
That's correct.
What do you got, Mason?
This is a remark. He says, I didn't lie to a friend, but I did the next best thing. Because sometimes we say, hey, we would love it if you would encourage your friends to listen to the Weekly Planet podcast. It'd be a very, very nice thing to do.
Tell them we're ABBA enthusiasts.
Right? When that's what we said. We said, you know, if you want to, you know, recommend an episode to them or just lie to them and say that we do something that they're interested in, even though we don't. Say we do it at the end or like somewhere in the middle. You
or
can't
like,
quite remember.
There is an episode that they do that, but we can't remember. I think it's this one.
Yeah. And then they listen.
And they're like, this isn't about spot welding.
Exactly. But I like it enough that I'll continue to listen just in case they talk about spot welding. My favorite activity for some reason. It's not my job. I just like to spot weld things together.
That's right.
Mostly bodies. I'm a serial killer that's...
I don't want that. I don't want that, Mason.
All right, anyway. So Mark says, last night I had no battery on my phone, so I was using my girlfriend's phone to watch some Mr. Sunday videos while she was asleep.
What up,
dog? Little did she know, I liked all the videos I watched from her YouTube account and then subscribed to her to Mr. Sunday movies. I've tried to talk her into watching you and failed, so hopefully this will work.
The algorithm's got to get her.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got locked into that algorithm.
P.S. Can I be the sneaky Irish of the pod, please? Absolutely, you may. Yes, I think... That's definitely going to work.
That's going to work.
Yeah.
Be creative. That's good. Yeah. I like these creative endeavors people
are taking.
And we're
going to do a video about spot welding. So
that's
she's
right.
going to
get
be
ready
into that.
For it.
Yeah.
Get ready for it.
Yes.
I got a tweet here from Tim Barton says, haven't heard a Mad Ghost in a while. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod.
What's Mad Ghost been up to recently, though? That's the thing. We'd do more Mad Ghosts if there was more Mad Ghost.
Should I Google
content.
Mad Ghost?
Mad Ghost, yeah.
Ghost production. I'm happy to do it, yeah.
We can only do it though if Mad Ghost have done something recently. So, I reckon if there's something they've done in the last 2 months, I reckon we can give it a solid Mad Ghost.
Agreed.
Yeah.
It says there's a DC Comics Reddit page. Oh, so by the way, this is Jeff Johns' thing, right?
His production company. Yeah.
It says Mad Ghost Productions on Twitter as well. It says exclusive to DC and Warner Brothers and it has 153 followers. And the last tweet is from December of 6th of 2019. Which is more than a year, but less than 2 years. So Mad Ghost Productions, it says...
Yes.
Based on the... there's nothing really on the website. It's associated, it looks like, with Wonder Woman 84. They put that on there.
Oh.
It also says Stargirl premieres on May 18th. Yep, cool.
Yeah, no,
and their
sense.
Films are... Let's see. Shazam 2. There you go. It's coming up. Green Lantern Core.
Oh.
Wonder Woman 84. And then it's a previous movie, so yeah. But I've went on a Twitter thread, on a Reddit thread, it says, based on the Mad Ghost Productions website, I don't think Jeff Johns' Killing Zone imprint is happening anymore. So there you go. There's some Mad Ghost updates.
Mad Ghost.
If they did, they got to hit us with something big.
Yeah, and then we're
coming back in with the Mad Ghost.
Bring back in with the Mad Ghost.
What else you got, Mason?
This is from Josh. He says, I can drive, now I can crash.
Yeah.
Hey, James and Mason, I just wanted to let you guys know I finally earned my driver's license, so now I can finally become a true Weekly Planet fan and almost die while listening to the pod. Grab that gem from Josh. Thank you, Josh. All good luck. Good luck with the driving and the crashing.
Mm. More good luck with the driving, though.
Oh, yeah, then you won't have to do the crashing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fewer anecdotes for us.
Agreed.
But
what about this, Mason?
Go on.
Ninja Do the Third says, or number three, do you think the new Batman franchise, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod, can go to the supernatural side of DC, like Etrigan or Constantine? What do you think, Mason?
Yeah.
But will they? We talked about this. We don't know, but yes, maybe.
I hope so.
Spooky stuff. Spooky stuff.
I mean, we've got, you know, we've got Ares.
Yeah, that's. I mean, this is the Batman though.
Oh, the Batman. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Or is Batman like, I'm the spookiest thing here. Nobody better turn up spookier than me.
Right. I reckon, look, thus far, given that we've seen, you know, a minute of footage, this seems more like it's the kind of universe where they would allude to spooky things happening.
Oh.
Where they'd be like, they say that the Court of Owls had magical powers and they bring people back from the dead and you know, that sort of thing. But we never actually see anyone come back from the dead, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But
then they do.
Maybe then they do.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree with that.
Mm.
I think we need to see more of this to kind of determine what's going on there.
Yes.
What have you got in terms of more letter though?
Have a look.
Have a look.
Yeah, I'll have a look.
Okay, you have a look. I've got one more if you want.
Okay, go on.
It says this is from Polar Bear. It says, "Hey Nick and James, I was listening to your you wrote Rouge One, but it's Rogue One commentary episode.
There's no way to be sure if it's Rouge One.
That's true.
Or not."
I had a thought. Instead of the weird Tarkin recreation, why not just use Charles Dance? Why do people seem to be more open to digital de-aging over or recreation over recasting? Yeah, Charles Dance would be an excellent fit for Tarkin. He's got that head.
Yeah.
He's got the hair.
Mm.
You just grey him up instead of the blonde that he is. Yes. And then you're living life and you're loving life.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like you just make him an original character.
I see why they did it.
Admiral Dance.
I see why they did it. But yeah, it's very expensive and mostly pointless.
Yeah.
What do you think, though?
I think new characters.
Also, I know people don't like the CGI face, which including me, but the voice is not right either.
Yeah.
I know the actor's like, he's good, but it's not the same. And I find that off-putting that, like, it sort of looks like Tarkin, but his voice is like a different voice.
I mean, does he have the cadence right? I haven't really heard much of that character generally. Like, how many lines does he really have in the...
He's like, blow up that planet. That's how he talks. Yeah, blow it up for me.
I'm an admiral. You got to do what I say. Blow it up.
It's my job to tell
make
you
it go
what to
bang,
do.
Bang.
I want to see it. I want to look at it.
Oh, he's awful, this guy. Well, that's what I like. You'll all get gold stars if you blow up that planet. He doesn't know where he is.
What else you got?
This is from Kyle.
Hello, Kyle.
He says, 30,205 minutes. G'day, chaps. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Spotify told me the other day that I'd listened to your podcast this year for a total of 30,205 minutes.
Let me find that in days.
I can't drop off to sleep without putting on a random potty from the archive, and it's been that way since you spoke about Guardians 1 all those years ago.
That was in 2014. I know, I wasn't married, didn't have a kid. That's nearly 21 days.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Probably in a row.
More than I listen to this
show. Recently lost my job as a chef thanks to COVID, so I've gone rogue and started a burger delivery service from my home kitchen called Toddy Burger, and it's going very well. Could you give a shout-out to my wife who loves listening to you as much as I do? Makes a bloody change, doesn't
it? Fuck yeah, really appreciate that. And PS, Toddy Burger, what's the website? Has he got a link to his...
No, he doesn't, but I guess if you Google Toddy Burger...
Where is he located?
Doesn't say. Feels like a UK kind of service, but...
Could be.
Yeah.
I'm just Googling now. I can't find it.
He's got his look. He's provided a screenshot of all the minutes he's listened.
That's too many.
And his service provider is 3, which could be any country in the world. Give us more clues, Todd. We're trying to plug Toddy Burger.
Is it TOTI?
No, it's TODDY.
Oh, what? I'm way off.
P.S. It's my 30th next week, and I'm not ready for it. But listening to your show softens the blow.
TODDY
Burger. Can I be the official burger flipper of the show? Yes, you may. Send us a photo of a burger.
I found it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah?
He's doing fat burgers. He's doing protein, proper milkshakes, I should say, curly fries. It's in Chesterfield.
See, I knew it.
You did know that. These look sick. These look really good. I'll get one of these.
You can't have them, James.
No, I can't.
Because of carbs.
Oh, yeah.
And also thousands of miles away.
That's true.
Yeah.
But mostly the carbs thing.
Yes.
Is that
that's the whole show, I reckon.
Cool. Let's bloody wrap it up so we can record a video that people will then edit.
Oh, nice. Cool. Great. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, yeah. Okay, we'll do that. Then bed?
No.
Oh, what?
We burn down the studio, mate.
Oh, yeah. Then bed. Because a job well done.
We rebuild the studio.
We can do that tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I can't tomorrow. I'm going to work.
Ah, fair enough. What's the end of the show?
The end of the show is we say thank you, everybody, so much for listening to the show.
Thank
you for listening and subscribing and telling a friend and lying to a friend about what the content of the show is so they listen to the show and then they realize that their favorite type of, you know, hobby or is not featured in the show.
Yes.
And then they continue listening anyway. Sometimes maybe, we don't know yet. If you've been tricked into listening to this show,
why?
And you continue to listen to the show, email in and let us know.
How are you tricked?
How were you tricked? I mean, it's more difficult. Like, it's more fun to tell how you trick somebody.
Yeah, it's embarrassing to admit you've been tricked,
but I think you should get it off your chest.
I agree.
But if you want to do that, you can go to WeeklyPlanetPod at Gmail, at Twitter, at Facebook, at Bandcamp.
That's right. Hashtag WeeklyPlanet.
That's right. You can also leave a nice review. James, do you have a nice review?
I got two reviews. One is from the Rob Kong, who says, very funny individuals. I don't mean to brag, but I'm an American. As such, my opinion is worth 2.5 times more than anyone else's in the world.
Because of 2.5 men.
That's right. That's the exchange rate. Look it up. James and Mason are very funny and genuinely nice people. I come for the geek news, but I stay to hang out with people I consider friends. I think they're great. Thank you, Rob Kong. And also from...
He sounds like a guy who's been tricked into listening to the podcast.
Potentially.
Yeah, yeah.
As from Spiches in China, says, Red Hot, once you get a one shot of Red Hot movie news shooting up your butthole, it'll bring you back every week. Reviewing the show in-app, iTunes, whatever you use, does super-duper help, doesn't it, Mason?
It really does.
Mm. And, Mason, what next?
And, James, you can also go to planetbroadcasting.com. To have a look at all the podcasts on the Planet Broadcasting Network, and you can sign up to the newsletter from the great Rob Collings. He's at Raw Collings on Twitter. He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter, and on Instagram I'm Nick Maso, NickMaseAU. James, you're Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere.
I am. I'm looking at this Toddy burger, though, and it's looking really good, Mason.
Not bad.
This is the kind of homemade burger that I'm into.
Yeah.
So you got, maybe I can take the bun off.
I was going to say maybe you can print off the photo and eat it. if you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. If you'd like chuck in a buck, you can certainly do that. You can also use the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. You can buy some stuff through Amazon, get it delivered to your door.
To your door.
You can also go to bigsandwich.co, sign up there, $9 a month.
Hit us up.
You get, in essence, 4 additional podcasts a month.
What?
You get one that is about clickbait. You get one that is about us ranking all the years in pop culture.
What?
You get one where we go in an in-depth review of a comic book. Where we,
what?
Yeah. And yeah. One is a movie commentary. It's not really a podcast. I lied.
Yeah, but that counts.
Counts as it's an audio thing, isn't it?
That's right. But we might be doing a free one for Christmas. We're going to put it on YouTube, hopefully, if we get around to time to do that. Next week, a bloody, what is it, Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Maybe some brief Wonder Woman thoughts. I don't
know. That's right.
But we'll save that probably.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening. Have a safe and happy holidays. And don't forget.
Yes? What?
I've bloody forgotten, mate. I've bloody forgotten. I genuinely forgot. I had nothing to say then. I just kind of blanked.
Well, that's 2020 for you, isn't it?
Isn't it just, Mason? When's it going to be 2021, Mason?
Less than a month.
Quite soon, yeah.
Yeah.
And all the problems are fixed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cool. Great. Oh, thanks for calling to the edit. He's done it.
He's done it again.
All right, goodbye.
Grab that Jimmy, guys. We'll see you next week.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.